Aid is starting to reach the parts of Haiti damaged by Hurricane Matthew, and it seems everyone is scrambling to get a part of it. Local politicians are trying to steer the limited resources to their areas. People have looted trucks carrying relief supplies. And there's a broader debate over who should oversee the disaster relief effort. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The village of Banat is a collection of a few dozen houses at the base of steep hills on the outskirts of the city of Lakai. Banat was hit by Hurricane Matthew. A lot of trees are down, some buildings lost their roofs, the walls of some houses collapsed, but it wasn't leveled like some of the villages further to the west. Pastor Louis Massil, however, cast the damage in apocalyptic terms.
Banat used to be one of the greenest area of Lekai, but now the green Banat is now brown.
As we walk past the carcass of a single drowned cow, he declares that most of the livestock have been lost.
Animals normally can't breathe normally when they are exposed to so much rain or so much like wind blowing. So that's why a lot of animals didn't survive the hurricane.
Except there are pigs and sheep and goats tethered all over the village. Families are back working in their rice fields. We pass a smiling woman in a clean white and red shirt. She lost everything, the pastor declares. He describes Banat as hell, and everything on the other side of the muddy river at the bottom of the hill is paradise. He's desperately trying to make the case that his village should be getting assistance, even if the damage here wasn't the worst. And that's happening in lots of places in southern Haiti right now. There's also a debate about who should control the assistance. Many politicians in Haiti are vying with each other and aid groups to run the post-disaster relief effort. But Pastor Massil doesn't trust the politicians.
Eh bien, c'est parce que depuis tant pays ça indépendant.
So since the independence of Haiti, the culture was always all governments, all officials only care for themselves. They only care for like stealing the money and not like helping the communities.
The pastor says religious organizations like his church should control the aid. The reality, however, is that even for some of the hardest hit communities, it could be weeks or months before aid is handed out. And the vice governor of Lakai, Louis Saint-Germain, says people are getting desperate for assistance to arrive.
Yesterday, you know, a Samaritan purse was on the road to deliver some kits, some survival kits to the people in the mountains, and then they get ripped off. They just take everything. It's terrible.
Saint-Germain says this shows why aid distribution should be controlled by the local government. It can deploy security forces to protect supplies, although he adds that the police are going to need reinforcements.
The police officers now, the police stations are there really overwhelmed by the situation. So yesterday we were talking to the director and chief of the whole Haiti of National Police. He said that they're going to send 60 more police officers to us, but it would not going to be enough.
60.
The UN now says 1.4 million people in Haiti are in need of assistance in the wake of this hurricane. Saint-Germain says it's imperative right now that Haiti figures out what the systems are going to be to deliver that aid. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Lakai.